have a very full and vibrant body here with us today. Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of legislation. Are the resolutions for introduction?
Resolution number 41 by Senator Curtula, confirming support for the organic Rankin cycle demonstration project by the Alaska Power Authority.
Resources.
Senate concurrent resolution number 42 by Senator Ferguson, relating to training for paraprofessional educators.
Hess and Finance.
Senate joint resolution number 75 by Senator Stimson, relating to martial law in Poland.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution number 76 by the Transportation Committee, relating to the request for right-of-way corridor from Cantwell to the Devil's Canyon Dam site for the Alaska Railroad.
Transportation.
Senate Joint Resolution number 77 by the Transportation Committee, relating to the request for rights-of-way corridors for the Alaska Railroad.
Transportation.
Those are the resolutions today.
Are the bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill number 793 by Senator Fisher, an act making appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for access, highway, and harbor improvements in the Whittier area and providing for an effective date.
Transportation Finance.
Senate Bill number 794 by Senator Fisher, an act establishing certain areas as units of the State Marine Park System providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Senate Bill number 795 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to outdoor recreation and historic projects and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance may have an interest.
Senate Bill number 796 by Senator Ray, an act establishing the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance may have an interest.
Senate Bill number 797 by the Special Committee on Property Taxation, an act relating to state aid to municipalities and other recipients and providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill number 798 by Senator Kelly, an act relating to title insurance rating organizations and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 799 by Senator Fisher, an act establishing the Senior Alaskans Volunteer Enterprises Program and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 800 by Senator Kelly, an act establishing a direct interest subsidy program to subsidize the interest paid by residents on loans for multifamily housing and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 801 by Senator Ferguson by request, an act relating to financial statements of corporations.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 802 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to tax exemptions and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 803 by the Resources Committee, an act establishing the land clearing account in the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 804 by the Resources Committee, an act making a continuing appropriation of repayments of the principal and interest on loans made by the Alaska Agricultural Action Council for land clearing to the land clearing account in the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, AS03-10040, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 805 by Senator Ferguson by request, an act relating to teacher tenure and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill number 806 with a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations.
Resources and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 807 by Senator Rohde, an act relating to the registration of broker-dealers, agents, and investment advisors, and registration of securities.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 808 by Senator Ferguson by request, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for upgrading Bureau of Indian Affairs educational facilities to meet state codes and providing for an effective date.
Yes, CNRA Finance.
Senate Bill number 809 by Senator Ferguson by request, an act making various special appropriations for certain cities, unincorporated communities, regional educational attendance areas, public broadcasting stations, and Native associations, and providing for an effective date.
CNRA Finance, Hess may wish it.
Those are the bills this afternoon, Mr. President.
Did Senator Ferguson give us a late resolution? Yes, here it is. Mm-hmm. Well, Senator Rohde, Senator Vic Fisher was about to achieve greatness.
I would certainly... I need to deprive the distinguished senator of that honor if adjourning the Senate is the path to greatness, then certainly I've made a good start. Mr. President, there's no further business to come before the Senate. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection, so ordered, we are adjourned. Which one of you is the Republican for the day?